It's Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Happy Halloween from all of us here at InfoWars. Whether you're dressed up in a costume or not, going to eat a bunch of horribly unhealthy, bad-for-you candy or not, you're going to just take it easy, whatever your plans are. I have a feeling the big costume. Oh, my crew here is in costume. We got a skeleton fixing the cameras right now. We're going to have some other Halloween-themed stuff going on for you. My hair looks pretty crazy today. That's my Halloween costume, is crazy hair. And a little bit of a themed studio for you here today. I think the big costume is going to be people going around in a trash bag and a MAGA hat. Don't be surprised if you don't see some people going around in a trash bag and a MAGA hat tonight, because, see, we're having fun. And I got to tell you, folks, and you know, what we do on this show is we call it as we see it. We tell it like it is. And I will tell you right now, the last 24 hours have been the best 24 hours for the Republicans and for Donald Trump in this 2024 election cycle. Yes, with the fun energy of the garbage man Trump and the vest and the rallies. He's having a rally right now. We'll be monitoring. J.D. Vance just went on Rogan, did another amazing job. He just handles the press so well. But it's the legal fights, major victories in the legal fights for the Trump campaign today. Folks, this is big. This is it. This is what it all comes down to. It's going to be won in the courts, not the ballot box. And we've had victories on both sides. And the Democrats were having the big victories last week and earlier this week. Now the Republicans are having the big victories. And you don't have to win them all. That's the beauty of it. So I'm going to break all of that down for you today, as well as some of the, well, the most important early voting, absentee voting numbers that we have as well. And we're going to update our Electoral College map. That's how significant the legal battle news is today. It's going to require an update in the Electoral College map. So we've got that for you today. We're also going to have clips of the Vance Rogan interview, Vance at a town hall. We're going to have some clips from the Trump rally last night. Who knows? We might pop in live for the Trump rally going on today. And based off of what I'm seeing, and I know we've been talking about this, but 2016, we saw the absolute breakdown of the leftist, liberal, progressive, Democrat voter psyche. I mean, they had a true breakdown, a break from reality, and they've never really recovered, but they've kind of recovered a little bit. It's like if you're trying to fix a broken bone, and it's like it's almost there. You got a couple weeks left in the cast. If Trump wins, it's like going to be taking a hammer to that broken bone. I mean, they're just going to shatter. It's not going to be as many people, I don't think. I don't think it's going to be in the numbers as many people. But the ones that are still completely broken with Trump derangement syndrome are going to have psychotic breaks, the likes of which we've never seen. And we've got some evidence of that today, too. But the big legal victories and the early voting numbers coming up on the other side.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Headquarters with 4 days, 8 hours and 53 minutes until election day. Is it starting to sink in? Is it starting to feel like it? Are we all there now? Just next week, here on the final night of October, this Halloween. And this has been the best 24 hours for the Trump campaign in this election cycle. The legal victories, the vibes victories, the feels victories, the cultural victories. This has been the best 24 hours, and it's been so significant we yet again need to update our Electoral College map today. Here's the gist of it before I get into these headlines and show you some of the other early voting results. The Republicans and the RNC, at least the Trump campaign, I mean, I don't know about all the Republicans. I don't know if we can say that as a blanket statement. But the Trump campaign was prepared for the steal. They were prepared. And I would say that the Democrats will likely still probably steal three states. I would say probably at least three states, but they weren't caught off guard. We weren't caught off guard like we were in 2020. There were people watching this stuff, monitoring this stuff. Our eyes were peeled. Our expectations were there. We knew the playbook. We knew the plays. We saw them running it, and we've intercepted some of their passes, and we're going the other way now. I can't even begin to tell you how huge this is. And you know, people have accused me, oh, you're a doomer, you're blackpilling. No, I'm just telling it like it is. And I'm telling you like it is right now. This is the best 24 hours the Trump campaign has had. And of course, everything is more crucial in the closing moments. So you could talk about other big moments. The assassination attempt, he puts his fist in the air and says, fight. Obviously, there have been other big moments that you might say will have a more significant historical milestone and landmark. But for this election, the last 24 hours have been the most important when it comes to the results. And that's because the Republicans are now having their victories in the courts. So we were ready for the steal. We were ready for their election crimes. They've been caught. And major operations have been stopped. Now let's look at some of these headlines. Republicans, and we covered this earlier this week. I mean, it's just incredible. I can't even tell you, folks. I can't even. Because I got these other news stories where it's like, oh. And that's why I say it's really not even the Republican Party. It's the Trump campaign. But they basically run the RNC now. But it's the Republican Party. Oh, the Biden laptop. Well, that's a swing and a miss. Now the Republican Party is talking about stopping censorship. Now the Republican Party is talking about all the COVID crimes. Like, I don't know what's happened. The Republicans in the House have finally grown a dick and balls. Excuse me. Okay, I mean, I guess better late than never, but it's like, wow, you guys, you found your junk. All right. The last moments of this congressional session, you found your manhood. All right, how about that? There's something swinging down there. Now, was this their plan for their October surprise, but it just flopped because all the Democrats they're going after are no longer involved, and the people that are involved in the censorship at these social media companies have already been exposed? Elon Musk is coming out saying he's going to fire all of them when he becomes the head of the Department of Government Efficiency. So that's like good to see, but like small impact. It's like throwing a pebble into the ocean. When we caught in Michigan the hundreds of thousands of duplicate votes, duplicate ballots, do you understand what a relief it is? That I'm not sitting here in October of 2028 talking about the duplicate votes in Michigan like I am in October 2024 talking about the Republicans saying that the Hunter Biden laptop is real now? Do you understand what a relief this is? I can't even begin to explain it. It's such a relief. It's such a release. It's like finally kissing the girl that you've had a crush on since first grade. I mean, this is like, wow. Holy smokes. We're in it now. We're the leading edge now. We're making moves now. We have an impact now. We got serious people trying to save the country, running things now. You have no idea how good it feels. No idea. That it's no longer InfoWars up here reporting on this stuff, and then somebody does something about it 10 years later, 4 years later, whatever it is. It's like, we reported on it earlier this week. They stopped it before the end of the week. People are involved. People are paying attention. People get it now. It's beautiful. I got to tell you, it's beautiful. I'm in a good mood. I'm not going to lie, in case you can't tell. Republicans report glitch in Michigan as duplicate ballots found. And that's, see, this is the leftist Newsweek. It was a glitch. It was a glitch, guys. It was a glitch. Oh, man. It was a glitch, guys. Just a glitch. Yes, indeed. Now, remember what they were saying earlier this week. It wasn't a glitch. Remember, the headline was, it's a feature. They said, oh, it's a feature of the Michigan voter rolls to have more people registered to vote than eligible voters. You guys remember that? Remember that? They said, the headline was, it's a feature, not a bug. Now they have to admit, oh, it's a glitch. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It's just a glitch. Oh, I'm sure it's just a glitch. Whatever it is, we got it. We got it. And here's the other interesting news out of Michigan before I continue with this, with some of the early voting numbers. Early voting numbers, the voting numbers that I have access to right now, it looks like Michigan is going to be either down or level as far as the numbers. Whereas in Pennsylvania, it looks like it's way up again. In Michigan, things look like they could be down or even from 2020, which is also significant because whatever the final number ended up being with this glitch, it would have been enough to sway the results. That's why this is so key. And I'm sure it would have been just a glitch if they all would have magically found a way to vote Democrat. I'm sure it would have just been a glitch if multiple mail-in ballots went out and were received. I'm sure it all just would have been a glitch. Of course, if it didn't get caught, it would have been a feature of the system, not a bug, like they were saying earlier this week. So they got caught, the independent press reported on it, and then normally these things just die. Like, do you understand? Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, oh my gosh. Normally we catch them, we report on it, big news story, and then nothing happens. The Republicans are doing something. Laura Trump is doing something. The RNC is doing something. We're getting results. It's unbelievable. Here we are. The RNC and other Republican figures have filed dozens of election and voting-related lawsuits, which they say will guarantee that November's race between Trump and Harris is fair and accurate. Democrats have accused the suits presented under the guise of election integrity. They're disguising it as election integrity, even though they found the duplicate votes. So the whole story is about duplicate votes, and then they say, well, it's not actually election integrity, even though we just saved the election from being stolen. Laying the groundwork for disputing the results in an event of another potential Trump loss. Now, they've got a plan for a Trump loss, but we'll get to that later. They've got a plan for a Trump victory, which is probably now the more important aspect of this, what their plan for the Trump victory would be, because I don't know if they can steal Michigan now. I'm going to be honest, folks, I'll tease it, but I mean, this is going to be the one that we're going to flip. Michigan is now up for grabs. To quote Laura Trump, our election integrity team received reports of thousands of duplicate ballots in Michigan. We immediately investigated and have confirmed that it was a glitch in the system. These duplicates were not and will not be counted. We are on it and protecting the vote. Beautiful. Beautiful. And again, let's go to some of these early voting numbers in Michigan. Now, they favor the Democrats, but, I mean, it's really interesting. So, basically, you're looking at early voting when it comes to in-person early voting and absentee voting. You're going to have half the numbers that we had in 2020, early voting or absentee voting in Detroit. So, you're going to have half of them already voted by Election Day based off of the 2020 numbers. And so Michigan is not inflated. Guys, that's Wisconsin. Michigan numbers are not inflated like Pennsylvania numbers are. Wisconsin numbers aren't really that inflated either. There's maybe a margin for error. But Michigan, if you look at across the parallels of these three states, Michigan has probably the smallest turnout in comparison to 2020, at least what we're seeing in early voting. So is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, most of this early voting is being done in the Democrat strongholds, and they're not seeing an increase in turnout like they did in 2020, which is why Joe Biden won or glitches, which just got stopped. So right now, the numbers in Michigan, with all this latest news, I say Michigan is now up for grabs. And I've had Michigan blue on my map pretty much since day one, expecting the steal, but they caught the glitch. And, you know, what ends up happening with this stuff, because there's different levels here. There's the Democrat Party, then there's their operatives, and kind of hopes its operatives just run their plays and run them right. If they call the play, they'll run it. But, you know, some guy runs over the middle and gets his block knocked off, they might not want to run that route again. They might not want to run that play anymore. They see people getting caught. They might decide, you know what, I'm not gonna run that play anymore. Now, you still got the issue with voter ID. You still got the issue with mail-in ballots. But I think Michigan is now in play, ladies and gentlemen. I believe Michigan is now in play. And without this massive increase in votes that are just not happening in Michigan right now from the data we have, I'd say that's probably good for Trump. I'd say that's probably Democrats sitting this one out, or ghosts or glitches or whatever it is sitting this one out. Well, then there's Wisconsin, where you have many of the same issues. Wisconsin Capital City sends up to 2,000 duplicate absentee ballots. leading to GOP concerns. So they got caught again. Up to 2,000 voters in Wisconsin's heavily Democrat capital, of course, of Madison were sent duplicate absentee ballots, but a city spokesperson said Tuesday that none had been returned. All affected voters were being contacted, and there were multiple safeguards in place to ensure only one ballot is counted. It was just a mistake. The error in a Democrat stronghold in the battleground state led to a demand for more information from U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, a Republican backer of former President Donald Trump, whose northern Wisconsin district does not include Madison. Oh, so she shouldn't be concerned. It's not her district. Tiffany wrote, "Voters deserve clear answers regarding the full scope of this blunder, how the city plans to restore voter confidence in its ability to accurately administer the election, and assurances that those responsible are held accountable." Now, the only issue here is the question of, are these isolated incidents? Which I would say, no way. No way these are isolated incidents. But you shut enough of it down, you're back in the game. And that's kind of where I see it right now. You had more news out of Wisconsin. And the attorney breaking this news, he's been on my show before, he's going to be on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow getting into this. Massive scandal in Wisconsin. A federal lawsuit has been filed against the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for allegedly turning over confidential DMV data containing the personal information of millions of Americans and non-citizens for targeted voter registration and outreach efforts. Citizen AG filed the federal lawsuit after discovering Wisconsin's Department of Transportation gave the two nonprofits the confidential DMV data, major breach of voter trust. As the litigants described it, the lawsuit center around David J. Becker and his two nonprofits, the Electronic Registration Information Center and the Center for Election Innovation and Research. Now, we actually reported that when the lawyer from Citizens AG was on this show a couple weeks ago. Now everything has been officially filed. People are making moves. One more story out of Wisconsin. Former election official is fined $3,000 for obtaining fake absentee ballots. Now, this is an interesting story. This individual claims she was doing it to show how easily elections can be rigged. And then she got caught. And that's at least her legal argument. But she kind of proved her point, but then she got caught. She was like, yeah, anybody can go out here and you can get as many absentee ballots as you want. And she did it. But then she got caught. I mean, so her legal argument was that she was basically acting as a whistleblower, a canary in the coal mine. But she did get caught. Now, Wisconsin is a similar story in Michigan, where you don't, at least from the early numbers, see some sort of a massive increase in votes. And if anything, these numbers are coming in a little lower even. But there's no consistent pattern that you could measure voter turnout, really, in comparison to 2020 in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan. But from the early numbers, it looks like Wisconsin and Michigan is either going to be equal or down. In Pennsylvania, it looks like it's going to be way up. But the early voting numbers are still strong for the Democrats. Very strong for the Democrats. So you'd have to assume that the Democrats are not, I mean, I'd say, and we don't actually have anything other than just the raw numbers here, because in some states you have to go through the party to get a ballot, and others it's just anybody gets a ballot. It's not party affiliated. But with these numbers, if the Democrats are getting 70% of the vote in Milwaukee, in Dane, then I think that they probably still win Wisconsin, quite frankly. And I don't know if there's been enough done in Wisconsin, so I'm probably still going to say Wisconsin is blue. And we'll just leave that there. Now, speaking of Wisconsin, Trump was in Wisconsin last night. We'll go to some of these clips coming up. The big news now comes out of Pennsylvania. Now this is, they're not mixing words here. They're not mincing their words here. Donald Trump yesterday, Pennsylvania is cheating and getting caught at large scale levels rarely seen before. Report cheating to authorities. Law enforcement must act now. And so, is he talking about these Democrats like pretending they're poll workers? Is he talking about numbers that they're seeing? Is he talking about them shutting down the early voting stations early? Marjorie Taylor Greene weighs in. Seems like the steal is on in Pennsylvania. If you're in Pennsylvania, go vote and report anything wrong you see. Now, they won a lawsuit because they were shutting down these early voting locations. And the early voting in Pennsylvania is just a disaster. I mean, it's either fix it or get rid of it. Or it's just you're going to wait 3 hours to vote the way they have it set up. But in Bucks County, where the Republicans, the Trump campaign is expecting to have a huge turnout, it was supposed to be shut down, but now it's been extended because they were turning people away illegally. So Bucks County, early in-person voting, in-person mail voting extended. And we had a caller explain it. Basically, it's not even in-person voting. You go to the courthouse and you get a mail-in ballot and you basically mail it through the courthouse. You drop it off there. So it's not even really early voting. It's mail-in voting. So it's still very, you know. But they were trying to shut it down early, and they were sending people home in a area the Republicans think they have won. And so they won a lawsuit. They got it extended. Thousands of suspected fraudulent voter applications intercepted in Lancaster County. The Lancaster County Board of Elections announced staff members identified approximately 2,500 suspected fraudulent voter registration applications that were dropped off at the county election office. Folks, you didn't really get this stuff in 2020. Now, let me address this before we go to break, and we'll continue looking at some of these numbers and get to some of these clips. ABC station mistakenly airs election results declaring Harris winner of key swing state. Now, it's been sent to me enough, I figured I'd address it. This happens every election. This has happened every election since I've been covering elections, so I just don't think much of it. I don't really think it necessarily means anything. They were probably testing it. Do they always show the Democrats winning? Yeah, that's probably just what they do. I don't think it necessarily means anything. I don't think it's showing you the fake results they're going to show you. This happens every election, folks. It's just it always happens.
They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support, and you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be, like, wearing a symbol, and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometimes we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each other.
They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people were listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year or maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission, I love it, this is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Owen Schroyer.
More breaking news. Stuff is developing by the hour, by the minute. We are on it, ladies and gentlemen. We got big news out of Arizona. First, though, back to Pennsylvania. Here we go. Third county in Pennsylvania finds fraudulent mail ballot request forms from Field Plus Media Corp's firm. District Attorney and General Office are now investigating. Election fraud concerns continue to grow in Pennsylvania as officials from Monroe County reveal new findings of fraudulent mail ballot request forms. I mean, folks, look. The mail-in ballot deal is the big cheat, okay? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways, but, like, that's the big, ridiculous cheat that should just... Mail-in ballots are absurd. It's clownish. It's Looney Tunes world. Should just not exist at all. And, you know, it's almost like before I even move on here, I kind of want to express this, and I kind of said it yesterday. It's almost like the best result that we can get is obviously a Trump victory. He only needs 270 to win, so it really doesn't matter after that. I mean, the Democrats are going to fight like hell if he wins to stop him from getting in. There'll be a whole January 6th protest. January 2025, the Democrats will protest the Trump victory. They'll try to stop the certification. That's their plan if Trump wins. They've already said it. That's not my plan. That's theirs. They've bragged about it. But it's almost like better if they do steal Pennsylvania. Because I feel like after this election, we're going to have to really fight and apply pressure to the Trump administration to do something about election integrity. But if they steal Pennsylvania, I feel like the onus will be more on them because they'll feel like it was stolen and they won't be able to just move on. So it's almost like that's what really needs to happen. And I guess, is that the map? Is that the map if there's no fraud? Is that what I think that is, guys? No, I thought I had, I think I had the Democrats winning Minnesota is the only thing when I look at that. But yeah, if there's no voter fraud, let me give it a quick once over. Yeah. Yeah. If there's no voter, well, I don't know about New York either. I don't know if I had him on New York. I had him at 343. So I think, yeah, that looks right. That looks right. Or maybe, I don't know. No, actually, I had Maine blue. Sorry, they put this on the screen now. It was Maine blue, and then Trump gets the one in Maine. He actually might get them all in Nebraska. Either way, Trump gets somewhere in the 340s if there's no voter fraud. That's what I believe. If we have an actual fair election, no voter fraud at all, I think Trump gets 340s in the Electoral College. But, of course, that's not how our elections are run. We all know that. So we'll give an updated Electoral College where it really stands in the real world, not in the fair world, in the world of corrupt politics that we live in. All right, anyway, back to the story in Pennsylvania. There was folks, none of this happened in 2020. None of this happened in 2020. It all happened after the election, conveniently, but not during. Monroe County District Attorney Mike Mancuso announced Tuesday that several mail-in ballot applicants were fraudulently submitted, with at least one case involving a deceased applicant. He was dead. He was dead trying to get a mail-in ballot. It's amazing. Totally normal stuff. Totally normal stuff. The investigation, when Monroe County's Election Board conducted a standard review, uncovering around 30 irregular forms, which were then referred to the DA's office. The firm has been actively engaging communities of color in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and California since 2017. Yeah, and that's what they do. Look, huge red state story. It was like in June or before, maybe, whenever they had to release their FEC reports. And the Democrats spend the majority of their money on voter data. Now, if you remember at the time, this was a huge controversy. It's what ultimately, I think, led to the ouster of Ronna McDaniel. And there's even some historical context to this whole deal. But it came out the Democrats spend most of their money, millions of dollars, on voter data. The Republicans were spending most of their money on just luxury items, fancy dinners, fancy hotels, fancy floral arrangements. I mean, literally, it was just a joke. I think they even had like plastic surgery crap in there. You might believe it. You take a look at Ronna McDaniel. So that was like the first big blow to Ronna McDaniel's ouster, was that those reports that Red State published and went massively viral. So, okay, that's a problem. The RNC is spending their money on luxury goods. And it was a famous thing. Karl Rove, famously nicknamed Turd Blossom, when he took over the RNC, there was a similar thing going on, and he was like threatening people that if he came into any RNC events or headquarters and saw floral arrangements, people were going to be fired. So for whatever reason, the Republicans have this problem with people getting into the RNC and just spending all this money on luxury goods and services and items. And then Rove took it over and shut that down, and then they started winning again. But then Ronna Romney McDaniel took it over, and it went right back to the other direction, and they were losing again. So then that report went out. She got ousted. Now the RNC has actually taken action. I mean, thank God. Talk about, oh my goodness. I mean, there's a massive change right there. If it wasn't for the ouster of Romney McDaniel, we're probably not seeing any of this, folks. She'd be at some spa getting a face mask and a massage with a bunch of floral arrangements around her. with Enya playing in the background. So, I mean, thank goodness we got that report. Thank goodness we saw the numbers. Thank goodness we applied the pressure and Ronna Romney McDaniel is out, because none of this would be happening if she was still in charge of the RNC. None of it. None of it. So that was huge. But the story is the Democrats spent all their money on voter data. This is what we're talking about. They find out who's dead and still registered. They find out who's moved out of the state, didn't file for absentee, but still registered. In other words, they basically find a way to find all the scraps. And then they go claim those scraps, and then those scraps vote Democrat. That's what the Democrats do. That's what they're getting caught doing right now. A dead person filing to receive a mail-in ballot? How do you think that happens, folks? Come on. And I don't have to come on here and speculate. We have undercover videos from Project Veritas, from the Mug Club, from O'Keefe Media Group. They've gone undercover and recorded the Democrats talking about this. They've gone, even Alex Rosen, we had him on the show, he went with the Democrats in Houston to an old folks' home where they show up with their ballots and make them vote Democrat. So you have to understand, you can look at it from one or two angles. Either way, it's the same result. The average Democrat has no ethics. And we'll engage in this stuff. See, you have ethics. You have a moral compass. You have a conscience. You wouldn't engage in such things. A Democrat would. Or they justify all of it because you're a racist and Trump's a rapist and all the other bullcrap that they say. So they justify it. Oh, they have to cheat to win. They have to do all this stuff to win because they're keeping a rapist, racist Hitler out of the White House. So, but either way you look at it, the result is still the same. Now, dead people, it's just a joke, but that's what they do. Oh, we got all these dead people registered to vote. They're not off the voter rolls. Let's request a mail-in ballot for them. Oh, we got all these people that moved out of town, but they didn't file for an absentee. Let's get that mail-in. Let's get that absentee. Let's get that mail-in vote for them. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they spend so much money on voter data? And then you have stories like that. Hey, whatever it takes to stop the rapist, right? Whatever it takes to stop Hitler is their justification. And you might actually see they'll be in a courtroom and somebody might actually claim that. You might see a legal case where somebody's in a courtroom that engaged in some voter fraud and they argue, well, I was trying to stop Hitler. So the numbers in Pennsylvania are, again, these are incredibly inflated. And I mean, unless you just have the majority of people showing up to vote early in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh, I mean, it's probably based off the 2020 numbers. When I look at this, it's like at least it's already reached half of the turnout in 2020 in these districts alone, just in these smaller districts, and then in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, the major blue districts. So. And it's more likely, obviously, for them to vote early because, I mean, you get out into these other districts where it's less populated, it's probably not as difficult to go vote. It's probably a lot quicker process, so more people go vote on election day. Whereas in the big cities, it's more difficult, it takes longer, so people try to vote early to avoid all the traffic and everything. But the numbers in Pennsylvania look inflated. Now, that could be because of all the newly registered Republicans. Could be just more people are showing up to vote in Pennsylvania. But the numbers in Pennsylvania look like it's going to be 2020 all over again with records on both sides, with both sides beating their prior number. Again, Wisconsin and Michigan, I don't know. It looks like it's going to be more close to where it was before. But Pennsylvania looks like it's going to be both candidates are going to get more again. And if you look at the number, I mean, if there's any, again, I don't think much of it. But if you look at the number that TV station put up, that would basically indicate that, yeah, they're anticipating extremely high levels of voter turnout in Pennsylvania. So that could be the case. I don't know. I still think Pennsylvania goes blue. I hope Trump wins, but I'll be honest. If there's any accelerationist side to me, I kind of want them to steal Pennsylvania. It might be necessary, actually, for them to finally take voter integrity and election integrity seriously, and I mean really, really take it seriously. And there's multiple paths to victory now without Pennsylvania. By the way, remember the lawsuit? They were going after Elon Musk for the PAC, and I told you there was nothing there. Yeah, it's already flopped. Elon Musk voter lottery lawsuit removed from Philadelphia court docket. Already gone. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Now, they'll try to bring it back. I'm sure the Democrats will try to bring it back, but it won't matter. Obviously, Elon Musk was not going to do this without getting the full legal approval that it was above board. And so it's just more political persecution. Why are they going after Elon Musk? Because he endorsed Donald Trump. That's why. That's why. It's not difficult. They're going after Elon Musk. They're going after all of his companies. Same lawyers that went after us are going after him. Why? Because Elon Musk endorsed Donald Trump. But it's Trump that'll be an authoritarian. It's Trump that'll go after his political opposition. What a joke. All right. Now, this is breaking out of Arizona from America First Legal. Another huge win. We just won our lawsuit against the Arizona Secretary of State for illegally withholding his list of the 218,000 registered voters who did not provide proof of citizenship. He must produce his complete list of these voters by Monday before Election Day. From the Supreme Court of Arizona, defendants shall release to plaintiff, so that's the Secretary of State to America First Legal, no later than noon on Monday, November 4th, 2024, the original list of approximately 98,000 affected voters as specifically identified in Richer v. Fontes. Defendant shall release to plaintiff no later than noon on Monday, November 4th, 2024, and any other data sets, compilation of information, lists, or communications from MVD containing personally identifying information of affected voters. So there's probably more to this because they're saying it's 218,000. This thing says it's 98,000. Either way, that's enough to change the results in Arizona. I think Biden won Arizona by like, I think it was less than 15,000. I think it was like 12,000. So either way, that's enough to change it. Now let's see what happens here. I don't want to get too fluffed up, but the Democrats were awfully defensive over protecting this list of voters that did not have to prove citizenship to when they registered. They were extremely defensive of this list. Now they have to show it. So again, I don't want to get ahead of myself and say, "Well, this is going to be a big bombshell, and this is going to show the Democrats registered 100,000 illegal voters." I don't know, but my guess is they're going to find something. They're obviously going to find something in there, even if it's 10%. I mean, even if it's 5%, really. If it's 5% of this list that are ineligible voters that they registered that were going to vote, that could change the result. That's how thin of a margin Arizona was in 2020. I believe it was 12,000. So even 5% get removed from the rolls, then that could change the result. So we'll be monitoring this, obviously. This could be another massive victory. And so now, I mean, Arizona is in play. So let's do that, guys. Let's pull up the Electoral College as we've gotten through the election news, really. Well, there's other news, but that's really the actual stuff that's going to affect the election, the most important stuff. So let me give you where I see it standing right now. I still think Wisconsin. I still have Wisconsin blue. I still have Pennsylvania blue. The only update is now Michigan is in play. Michigan is now in play. So I think everything is determined, really, when I look at it. I think everything is kind of settled here. I think Nevada's up for grabs. I think Arizona's up for grabs. Michigan up for grabs. Georgia up for grabs. New Jersey up for grabs. And New Hampshire up for grabs. And if you look at this, there are multiple paths to victory. There are multiple paths to victory for Donald Trump. And that's without Pennsylvania. Multiple paths. And in fact, I think a combination of any two of those states, even. A combination of any two of those states is a path to victory. Now, I think I'm the only one that has Trump winning Virginia. So, I mean, maybe we could change that and analyze it. But for the sake of this, we won't do it today. But that's where I see it. Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, New Jersey, and New Hampshire are in play. Multiple paths to victory for Donald Trump without Pennsylvania. So based off of the latest news, this is where we're at. And as we've been saying from day one, this election will be decided in the courtroom, not the ballot box. And my goodness, have we been proven right. We have surely been proven right. All right. Before we get on to, oh my gosh, maybe we'll go to some of these clips. And then Biden last night, I mean, this guy, oh my gosh. What in the hell is going on with Joe Biden? If you didn't see what he was up to last night, you can't even believe it. Throw it onto the compilation because it's just absolutely ridiculous. But we'll see that from Joe Biden coming up, what he did last night. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last night was your final opportunity to get entered into the Monster Truck Raffle, but we still have big sales happening at thealexjonesstore.com, and there will be more giveaways in the future. And if you become a member of the VIP club, there'll be exclusive giveaways. But the Monster Truck Raffle has expired. So become a VIP club member to get exclusive updates and giveaways and promos at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And just some of the generals that come along with that. Monthly membership credits, $40 in free store credit every month. You also get bigger discounts on products that are already on sale. You'll get double entries into the giveaways when you make purchases. There'll be exclusive VIP-only giveaways. And you'll get free shipping on your orders over $99. And so that's what's happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Major sales going on. Become a member of the VIP club for even bigger discounts. And stay tuned over there to find out what the next big giveaway is. And, of course, we'll be updating you right here as well. All right. Let's look at some of these clips from last night. Trump in Wisconsin. Actually, he was introduced by Brett Favre, and you can tell the great Brett Favre announced his Parkinson's diagnosis, and you can tell it might starting to maybe sit in. But Brett Favre last night in Green Bay, guys, give me clips 5 and 6 back to back.
Much like the Packer organization, Donald Trump and his organization is a winner. And the United States of America won with his leadership. So I want to address the comment that Joe Biden made yesterday, or last night, that said the supporters of Donald Trump, us, are garbage. Or garbage. I can assure you, we're not garbage. How dare he say that, looking out I see police officers, teachers, nurses, grandparents, students. I see everyday Americans that make this country great.
Now, Trump also met Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon. And this is funny if you know the joke here, his nicknames. Trump found out his nicknames. He thought it was funny. Talks about meeting A.J. Dillon. Donald Trump on the stage, clip 12.
Also with us is another Green Bay football phenom, really phenom, running back. You may know the name, Quadzilla, the quad father, A.J. Dillon. I got to meet him backstage. Get healthy soon, A.J. Get healthy soon. Look at this guy.
Quadzilla, he says. Quadzilla.
This guy is a seriously good-looking athlete. We're going to watch you get better soon. You're going to be in good shape, I think. I hear great. Thank you, AJ, very much.
Yes, more NFL player endorsements, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back here. We're about to conclude the first hour. We'll come back with more clips. But as we close here, we have had a special delivery from one Rob Dew on Halloween, specifically known as Dewsifer. And we've had a special delivery here. We're going to be doing an homage. We're going to be doing an homage to one Alex Jones with one of the most viral Halloween, best Halloween broadcasts ever in the history of broadcast television and radio. Was Alex Jones carving a pumpkin. And so in honor of Alex Jones, we are going to be carving a pumpkin this evening. That's right. What will I carve into this pumpkin? We'll probably do it in the third hour when we take your calls, but the pumpkin has arrived. What do you think is going to be carved into this pumpkin?
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance, old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now is the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God's shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.